We talked with you after your trip to Afghanistan in
last January.
January. Yeah. How would you compare the two visits, contrast and compare?
Yeah, the first thing I do want folks to keep in mind is that, you know, I do these trips in large measure to go visit the troops and do what I can to bring them, you know, things from home. In this case, I brought three University of Iowa Hawkeye footballs with me, and they really appreciate those. But this time I got to go to Pakistan as well as Afghanistan. I wasn't able to do that in January because, as you know, these two countries are intimately tied together as far as where a reconstituted Al-Qaeda and Taliban are located, that is specifically in Pakistan. So I went to both those countries and was able to look at that threat more specifically.
Were you there when Musharraf gave his little emotional speech?
No, we got there right in the middle of it, and we weren't sure if there was going to be a crisis while we were there or not, but it certainly made things more interesting, and there was, and the security situation was just about as tense as one could possibly imagine. Then he resigned just after we left country.
One thing that, you know, we've all been hearing is that the situation on the ground in Afghanistan has worsened.
Yep.
Congressmen and senators and presidential candidates have talked about redeploying troops to Afghanistan. Did you notice a key difference between your January trip and your trip this month in regards to what's going on the ground in Afghanistan from your discussions with troops and with commanders?
Most definitely. In fact, we're able to witness some of that difference. We took a helicopter ride from Bagram north of Kabul down to the south. We attempted to get to another base, but we had a bad dust storm and we had to turn around. But on the ground, on the ring road, the main road, Highway 1, the further we got from Kabul, the more IED explosions, you know, were clear on the road. And in fact, I saw two scenes of smoldering vehicles that had recently been attacked either by IEDs or other kinds of rockets. So it's clearly worse in that sense, and that's why we sent more troops. That's why I think there's a bipartisan consensus forming in Congress for a recommitment to Afghanistan.
Also, in your role as a member of the Armed Services Committee, you check to see whether the weapon systems and equipment that you're sending is doing its job. I think we discussed one weapon system that you were talking about.
The MRAP.
Yeah.
Right.
Any progress, difference from when you were there in January and this time around on that regard?
Definitely in Afghanistan, they're getting more of the MRAPs. These are the mine-resistant vehicles, and they're really godsends, if you will, for the troops. We introduced them first in Iraq, but now Afghanistan, you know, is really heating up, and everyone in charge and a number of the troops told me they were very thankful for those MRAPs.
And I'm guessing you were driving around in one.
We did, as a matter of fact, not in Afghanistan, but we did in Iraq, and Afghanistan is principally via helicopter.
Okay. You mentioned it's your opinion that there's a bipartisan consensus developing on Afghanistan. What is that, and what do you think is driving that?
Yeah, that majority, and I think approaching a consensus, is that, as I said, we've got to have a recommitment to Afghanistan. It remains to be determined just how many more troops we will have to send there, but definitely we have to send more. We already have sent some. Clearly, we don't have to send 140,000 that we have in Iraq to Afghanistan, but we do have to ramp it up some. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
And you did stop in Iraq on your way as
yes.
Well?
Well, in Iraq, of course, our troops have just done a fantastic job basically laying the groundwork for the political reconciliation that the Iraqi leaders have to engage in. And unfortunately, that's not happening at the moment. But at the same time, many Iraqi leaders, as you know, do want to have a timeline for American disengagement. And I think that's a really good idea. The security situation is improving. And many of those fighters in Iraq who were fighting our troops have, in fact, left and gone to Afghanistan. So that's really where the Central Front in the War on Terror is located at the moment.